Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
So let's start now by turning the clock back to the Brighton Festival launch earlier this year with guest artistic director, spoken word performer, Kate Tempest. Previous guest directors have included Brian Eno and Laurie Anderson, and this year, Tempest's aims are to bring the arts to a wider audience. This year, the festival includes large-scale outdoor events, work created by homeless people, and performances at Hangleton and Whitehawk. Kate Tempest spoke by Skype from Sri Lanka at the launch, and naturally, I was there.
I've got my hand on my heart, but my heart's in the gutter. Talking to itself, starting to flutter when it thinks about yours, barking at my
life. I believe the arts are the most important cultivators of empathy that we have at our disposal. This year's theme, Everyday Epic, seems to encapsulate some of my feelings about how music, literature and poetry can give us back our lives.
I'm Andrew Comben, I'm Chief Executive of Brighton Dome and Brighton Festival.
Kate Tempest is an interesting choice in an interesting political time. She's very much into the idea of art being for everyone. How do you see that fitting in with what the festival's doing this year?
I think that's right. It is a particularly precarious time, isn't it, socially and politically? And we really worked hard with Kate. Kate challenged us to make this festival even more relevant to everyone in the city than it might have been in previous years. And so we've worked hard to reach areas of the community that we don't often touch. We're initiating a thing called Your Place this year, two community hubs in Whitehawk and Hangleton and Knowle, to really develop a festival for and by the community, including festival artists. But rather than just parachute the festival in, we're working alongside people in the city to develop a festival for them. And Kate's cry is to walk in other people's shoes this year, and we really think this program helps us do that.
Well, I thought that there was something to be said for trying to open up the spaces where the works get performed. I think in all my years of performance, the thing that excites me so much is what happens when you are in an unexpected place, or when you're in a place that challenges you as a performer or challenges you as an audience member. Something very live happens in those situations. And I had lots of ideas about how to try and bring some of that into play.
Picture the scene. A boy of 15 with the usual dreams and the usual routine. He is heading to school with a dullness inside. Born of desires left unsatisfied. Now, is he stifled? Or is he just learning the ways of his time? Give him limbs that are awkward but know how to climb. Give him a gait that you know. Give him hopes. His days are so painfully slow, but he copes.
Kate Tempest is a bold choice. She's not going to be to everybody's taste, but do you think she'll bring in a wider and a younger audience?
I think wider and younger audience, certainly. But what I love about Kate is that she can speak to everyone. You might think she's a young rapper, but she has an amazing mind that ranges across all art forms and breadth of thought. She really is something for everyone, and she's a very exciting artist, a very exciting new voice, and someone that can speak to people in different ways.
It requires no qualifications, no training to enjoy it. It's truthful communication between humans about humanity. And in these times, it feels more important than ever to try and understand what that humanity is and what it could be.
Setting the scene there with a look back at the launch of the Brighton Festival earlier this year, and we'll be hearing more from Kate Tempest in the programme later on.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.